It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Fine, thanks, Rocco.
Good to hear, Dave. Good to hear. Hope all was well earlier this week as quite a vicious snowstorm came through Cuyahoga County and Lorain County and really all parts of northern and northeast Ohio and really did a number on the area. I had a heck of a time making the commute over from Fairview myself. And you guys had a write-up on that storm in the Chronicle-Telegram, as we mentioned before the segment live here. You were talking about how a number of different Chronicle writers kind of got involved with this story. So, you know, what can you tell us about that snowstorm from earlier in the week, Dave, and what kind of impact did that have in Lorain County?
Yes, there's certain parts of Lorain County. Fortunately, no, it doesn't appear that anybody got real seriously injured, any crashes, anything like that. Parts of Lorain County got a significant amount of snow, up to 8.5 inches in North Ridgeville. Some places, you know, in Elyria had about 6. Sheffield Lake had about 7.5. You know, more than 100 ODOT crews were out patrolling the roads. You know, plowing snow and putting down ice. Putting down salt to defeat the ice. You know, when I say that they were just dumping ice out on the street. But out there, you know, plowing, and City of Elyria had a number of plow drivers and maintenance workers out there, starting, you know, early in the morning. We talked to Safety Service Director Kevin Brubaker about that, and it was basically a kind of a busy day. More generally, more of a nuisance, I think, that probably the snow was. Again, fortunately, not a lot of people. It doesn't look like a lot of people got hurt. Some disabled cars out on the, out on Interstate 90 and around some of the towns and cities. Police and fire departments were out there just checking and making sure that things weren't too bad. So there was supposed to be a little bit more snow overnight. Certain parts of Northeast Ohio really got hammered. I mean, there were parts of Akron that. That between what fell and what drifted on top of what fell, there's a foot and a half in some places. I mean, it was pretty wild. So hopefully we'll be able to dig out from this and then just wait on the next one.
And it's nothing new, right? I mean, those of us who have been in the area for a while, this is something we deal with every year. Just always that first big snowstorm of the year always seems to kind of catch us off guard. Heck, I was still reading Facebook posts yesterday talking about, you know, hey, anybody got a snowblower or a plow or something? I got, you know, a foot and a half of snow in front of my driveway because they were plowing the streets, and that's how it worked out. So always amazing to see what the snow does here in northern and northeast Ohio. Dave O'Brien is our guest from the Chronicle-Telegram here this morning. Dave, I want to go over to Lorain County Community College for our next couple of stories here. Two things, and the first item I want to touch on is in regards to enrollment over there at the community college. So what can you tell us about the enrollment numbers?
Yeah, so according to President Marsha Ballinger at Lorain County Community College, enrollment is up over a year ago by just about 2%. So, a smaller bump in enrollment. But there has been a double-digit increase in the number of students seen returning from a year ago. That's at about 14%, which looks to be pretty good. College has been talking up. It has some fast-track certificate programs. Those give opportunities to students who are looking for opportunities, basically in high demand areas, high demand jobs, and it looks to be kind of like the community college is growing. You know, a lot more people getting degrees, and they've been pushing real heavily on this idea of getting thousands and thousands of more degrees. 10,000 degrees in 10 years, I think it was, or 5,000 degrees in 5 years. More than half of the student enrollment is going forward, in person too. So that's kind of interesting. And there's a COVID task force that's set up just to make sure that everybody does it safely.
And that's fantastic news. Obviously, anytime enrollment's up at one of our local schools, that's great stuff there, especially with Lorain County Community College. And Dr. Ballinger continues to do a great job. But again, amidst COVID and everything happening right now, you'd almost expect those numbers to be on a bit of a decline. But no, quite the opposite. As you mentioned there, Dave, enrollment numbers over there again at the community college are on the rise. We'll stick with Lorain County Community College for part two of the story I want to talk about here with you this morning, Dave. This one in regards to the hazing policy. So what can you tell us about this?
So this is just kind of an update to college policy. The Board of Trustees voted the other day to update that policy. That just makes sure that LCCC is in compliance with state law, or Collins Law is what it's called. Signed back in July of 2021, named for an 18-year-old Ohio University freshman who died several years ago. After ingesting nitrous oxide at a fraternity house, I should say. It's just basically that, you know, the college was just trying to kind of update, its rules and regulations. There hasn't been any hazing at LCCC, according to President Ballinger. No reported incidents, I should say. But making sure that the policy is in place is just in case, you know, something should happen. Obviously, fraternities or sororities at the college, but it just kind of elevates some of the punishment, some of the penalties, charges for hazing violations are bumped up to a slightly more significant misdemeanor. Anytime you force somebody to ingest drugs or alcohol, that could be upgraded to a felony with the possibility of prison time for anybody convicted of that. That's some serious stuff, but there are laws in place to hopefully, encourage people to report that and to deter, some of that behavior that has unfortunately killed, a number of young people in the United States over the past some years.
Yeah, and schools are not messing around with that anymore, clearly. You mentioned the incident down there at Ohio University. I know Bowling Green had a similar incident about, a year and a half, 2 years ago, somewhere within that time range. I forget exactly when that happened. But universities, again, like you said, Dave, just not messing around with this. And the punishment will be severe, especially if you got the forced intake of drugs or alcohol involved. So good report on that there from the Chronicle. Dave O'Brien, our guest this morning on the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. All right, Dave, speaking of the CT, what are you and your colleagues over there working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Yeah, we've got a lot of little small items, some community events that'll be in today's paper. So take a look at that, chronicletelegram.com or Chronicle Telegram print edition. I have worked up a story about a trial in Common Police Court that's getting postponed. So that's kind of interesting. That's a stabbing death in Elyria that happened back in 2020. So keep an eye out on that. And just some of the good old local news that we try to provide every day. Including just keeping everybody updated on the on the progress of the COVID-19 pandemic, and kind of the now what, my colleague Jason Hawk said, hey, what if you have COVID, now what? That was a good question. After you've become well again, what do you do? What are some of the myths, questions about those people who are recovering? So good report there, bye.
Well, the answer to that and much more in the Chronicle Telegram. Make sure you pick up a copy today or find that digital online e-edition over at chronicletea.com. All right, Dave, sound the alarms. It is my favorite time of the week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, I'm going to give you we're going to pick on Euclid today, and from the folks at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. We have a disturbance where a neighbor was blowing snow into the caller's yard. Caller confronted same and was told to go back into her home. Then the neighbor used profanities. Not sure if it's actually her name, but Karen would like to speak to an officer.
I do feel bad with people who actually have that name now. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the name, but as we know, Dave, the stigma that it's sort of gotten with incidents like this. Oh, my goodness gracious. Would a snowball fight have been too much to ask for there to kind of de-escalate things, right? No need to call each other names or swear or anything. Let's just duel with snowballs, right? That's what any calm, rational person would do.
Right, yeah. That doesn't sound to be too much to ask,
Hey, well, maybe if the snow sticks around downtown Elyria, me and you can have a snowball fight of our own here, Dave. I'm yet to participate in one, so we'll see if this snow is here to stay. Dave O'Brien was our guest this morning on The Local Beat, and we are always honored to have him here in our presence. Dave, thank you very much for the time this morning. As always, have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.